Chapter 33.
Witness interview continued.
I'd like to make it clear that I'm sure Stockholm is perfectly pleasant, if you like Stockholmers. And I can tell you right now that I don't think Knut has any prejudices either, because once when we were younger, I was tidying his office and I found an entire magazine all about Stockholm.
Great.
I didn't think so at the time. We actually had quite a row about it, Knut and I.
I see. So you were talking to Ro and Julia when the bank robber came in?
They keep birds, and they argued all the time, but in a cute way. Of course, the other couple were arguing too, Roger and Anna Lena, but that was nowhere near as cute.
What were Roger and Anna Lena arguing about?
The rabbit.
What rabbit?
Oh, it's quite a long story, if I'm honest. They were arguing about the cost of the apartment per square foot, you see. Roger was worried that everyone was pushing the price up. He said the housing market was being manipulated by bastard real estate agents and bastard bankers and Stockholmers.
Hold on. Was he saying that homosexuals were manipulating the housing market?
Homosexuals? Why would they be doing that? That's a terrible thing to say. Who'd say a thing like that?
You said Stockholmers were doing it.
Yes, but I meant Stockholmers, not Stockholmers.
Is there a difference?
Yes. One's Stockholmers, and the other's Stockholmers.
Sorry, but I'm confused now. Let me try to write this down in chronological order.
Take your time, as much time as you need. I'm not in a hurry.
I'm sorry, but I think perhaps it would be best if we went back to the first question.
Which one was that?
Did you notice anything particular about the other prospective buyers?
Zara looked sad, and Anna Lena didn't like the green curtains, and Ro was worried the closet wouldn't be big enough. But it's one of those walk-in closets, as they're called these days. I didn't know that until I heard Jules call it that.
No, hold on, that can't be right. There's no walk-in closet on the plans.
Maybe it looks smaller on there?
The plan must be to scale, though, surely.
Oh, must it?
On the plans, the closet isn't even 2 square feet in size. Can I ask how big this walk-in closet is?
I'm not very good at measurements, but Ro said she wanted to use it as a hobby room. She makes her own cheese, you know, and grows flowers. Well, some sort of plants, anyway. Jules isn't very happy about that. Once Ro tried to make her own champagne and made a mess of Jules's underwear drawer, Ro said that caused a hell of a fight.
Sorry, but can we try to focus on the size of the closet?
Jules was insistent that it was a walk-in closet.
Is it big enough to hide in?
Who?
Anyone.
I suppose so. Is it important?
No, probably not. But my colleague was keen that I should ask all the witnesses about possible hiding places. Would you like some coffee?
A cup of coffee would certainly be very nice. I wouldn't say no to that at all.